know now that we had secret armies in Germany, in Belgium, in Italy, in Greece, in Turkey, in France, in Portugal, in Spain, in Norway, in Denmark, in all countries of Western Europe, we had these secret armies. That is a confirmed fact. The second thing which is confirmed is that these secret armies were linked to NATO and MI6, the British Secret Service, and CIA, the American Secret Service, and that they were trained by special forces, the SIS and the special forces of the US, the Green Berets. That is what we know, but we also know that in these countries we had terrorist attacks, but now to link the terrorist attacks in each country to the secret soldiers is very complicated, because we don't have written documentation from NATO which says, for instance, in Belgium we had a series of terrorist attacks, and we can prove we had terrorist attacks, but we don't know what the secret soldiers were linked. In fact, the Belgian Senate tried to investigate the links between the secret army, which existed in Belgium, that is confirmed, and the series of terrorist attacks, which are called the Brabant massacres, which took place in the 1980s. And in Germany, we had another terrorist attack in Munich in 1980, which was also supposedly linked to the secret network. But there again, you know, people died who wanted to make a statement, and it's very complicated. So it's still an ongoing investigation.
Why should NATO be blowing up bombs in Western Europe and blaming it on somebody else? I mean, most of us think of NATO as a military protection for members of the public in the West.
That's the way I thought of NATO as well in the beginning. I mean, at school, you know, in school I was told that NATO helps to protect democracies and that you're on the other side of the Iron Curtain with the Warsaw Pact, and there we know they had no respect for human rights and civil rights and crushed down people and everything else, and we know all the details about that. But we know very little, in fact, about secret policies that were carried out in Western Europe during the Cold War. And when I researched for my book, it took me about 4 years, you know, I wrote to NATO and asked them about documentation. I wrote to the CIA, and et cetera. It was part of my PhD at the London School of Economics. I was there, and I was in other countries. And it just turned out that NATO wouldn't want to talk about it. So all I learned was really from Italian generals who were directing these secret armies, and they explained that NATO, CIA, and MI6 were concerned about the threat of a Soviet invasion. That was one purpose. And they were concerned about opposition within the countries that belong to NATO. And they used a strategy of tension, which basically means that you carry out a false flag terrorist attack and blame it on somebody else, blame it on your political opponent. Today that would be a Muslim jihadist Al-Qaeda thing. But back in the Cold War, the false flag obviously was blamed on communists. So people at the time had no chance to find out who was really behind the attack. And now, even with 30 or 40 years distance, for us as historians, it's very, very difficult to reconstruct the whole story.